You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH.
My whole computer froze while I was trying to fucking fix it up, so then I just had to like do control alt delete, and then that brought up a thing saying just like Notepad was open, but it still said like recording call, and I couldn't reopen Skype, so I'm like, all right, looks like it's time to murder the computer. So I just like held the off button until it turned off, and then I turn it back on and it seems fine. I don't know what we're recording. I was talking to no one for ages, just like, what are you recording now? I can't hear anything. Kid, if you can hear me, it's recording me, but I don't know why.
It just went quiet, and I was like, reconnecting, and it just said it reconnecting for, like, 3 minutes before I was like, okay, I'll hang up and I'll try calling and see if that works. And when you didn't answer, I was like, I bet he had to reset his computer.
I did the extremely boomer thing of reopen Skype, and I just sat there for a minute, and I'm, like, waiting for it to load up, and then I'm like, I look back and like, oh, I opened Audacity because it has like a bluish logo. So I'm like, oh yeah, that's my one boomer thing that I've done for the day. I'm allowed to do one. Being on the borderline of Gen X and Millennial, I guess that entitles me to maybe two.
Genial.
Yeah, when is that shit? Is there a cutoff?
I don't know what the date range is because I want to say old Millennials are 35, 36.
Okay.
Right.
Well, then, yeah, I'm definitely a millennial. But like, growing up, I was always like, oh, we're Gen X, because I'd never heard the term millennial until I'd already been, you know, pigeonholed into like, oh, I must be Gen X because I'm not a boomer.
I wanted to be Gen X because Gen X was like the coolest fucking name of all of those.
Yeah.
And also because of Degeneration X from wrestling.
You'd be the road dog. It just makes me think of Beavis and Butthead. That's all I think of. I just think of MTV, the MTV cartoon, like, yeah, symbol, and Beavis and Butthead. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's me.
Yeah,
I'm definitely that.
That's Gen X culture right there. It's just Beavis and Butthead and MTV.
And Millennial just straight up makes me think of, like, people who watched that Gangnam Style video more than once. And I'm like, well, no, that's not me. I didn't do that, so can't be me.
It's weird because you hear millennial and like I immediately think like, you know, late teens, early 20s or whatever, because you hear fucking boomers bitching about millennials or whatever. It's like, we're all like 30 years old now, like, yeah. Over 30, like...
We've had jobs for 15 years, we've all...
Yeah. Still aren't paying shit.
We have our own children, fuck you boomers, just die.
Please.
Or just be really quiet and don't vote.
So, I've got, whenever I inevitably run for office, I've got two ideas I'm going to implement.
Yeah.
Most relevant to this conversation is that we kill everyone at 60. Just okay. Like Logan's Run style, like, hey, alright, you served your purpose before you, like, you know, just start ruining everything for everyone else. We're going to go ahead and put you down. Thanks. Goodbye.
So it's just like euthanasia, compulsory euthanasia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, okay. Maybe it's just me, because, like, I'm just going to kill myself at 60, because, like, what 60 is fine. That's a good round number. Like, everything past that sounds awful. Like...
I feel like you'd get a lot of people who just, like, get to, like, 55 and then just start living on the edge and endangering everyone and not giving a fuck about anything even more than normal. Just, like, you know, people that are predisposed to maybe going on a murder spree will just be like, yeah, fuck it, I'm taking out all these people that I've hated. I'm 59. It's time for...
I didn't say it was without flaws or kinks to work out.
I would go for... Maybe an island. Like, it's some sort of tropical island. We'll take over fucking Epstein's island. We'll just renationalize that and make that the, you know, retirement island. And they all just go there to live in the warmth. You know, they can talk about whatever. And we'll just give them fake internet. So it's like they can go to websites and stuff, but they can't interact with anyone.
they just make it all bots.
Yeah. Exactly.
When you play a game and you fill the thing with bots, so they think that they're interacting with actual people, but it's
yeah,
just all fake.
That's what they think anyway. They think everyone's a bot, and they don't, you know, they can't discern what's real and what's not. So you just put them there, let them, you know, end their time there in peace. And like the only difference is we don't get bothered by them. Like it's all about it's all about us, really.
I guess you could just, you know. You turn 60, we take away your voting rights. Like, you're old now. Don't ruin this for everyone else.
Capped voting, yeah.
we strip your voting rights, and we give you the fake internet.
But you can still go to jail. Yeah, I like... okay, what's the other idea? Is it like, going to be less... This was the one that was supposed to appeal to me. What's the other one?
This one could actually go two ways. So this is my gun initiative.
Okay.
Idea number one, we confiscate all guns and we melt them down and turn them into dog statues.
Yeah.
So no one has any guns. No military, police, no one.
What if people don't give them up? They get put in jail when they get caught or something.
Well, we've confiscated all the guns, so we'll shoot them with all of our confiscated guns.
Crash them to death with a dog statue.
A dog statue.
They should get turned into part of the dog statue.
Oh, there we go.
If they don't partake in the amnesty, they get melted down with the metal.
They'll be the skeleton for the dog statue.
Yeah.
Pour all of the melted guns on top of them.
Yeah, they'll just be an ill-formed dog statue because the metal will be full of impurities. All the extra, extra plasma and carbon and shit.
So, if no one's into the whole every gun confiscated turned into a dog statue idea, let you keep guns, but this is what I call the gun bucket idea. So, you can't purchase a firearm, but whenever you go out to an establishment or like a retail location, there's a bucket of guns out front, and someone signs you out a gun that you can carry in there in case some shit goes down. Once the bucket's out of guns, you have to wait till someone comes out and drops off their gun so you can take the gun and then go in. That way everyone's armed.
Okay. So it's like the umbrella bucket. It's like if it's raining, you can use one of our umbrellas. Just make sure you put it back. It's like an honesty system. Is that like, so it's like a library. Every building is like a gun library.
I mean, no one has them outside of the buildings, but whenever you're inside the building, all those good guys with guns have, you know, they've got their guns. In case the bad guy has a gun, which they will, because, you know, they checked it out.
I've thought of getting a gun, but I really have no purpose for one. Like, a couple of my friends have guns, and I'm like, they don't ever use them. Like, they don't go to shooting ranges, and...
Yeah.
They might go, like, one of them might go hunting once every, like, 2 years, and, like, probably not even shoot something. He'll just go camping and, like, take it with him, and it's like, it's so much effort, because you have to have, your ammo stored in a separate safe, and, like... You obviously have to have a gun license, which costs money. And it's like, I don't know why they bother. I'm like, why don't you just not have it anymore? It's like, it's just this thing that sits there, and it's like, oh yeah, cool. And, you know, like the police are allowed to come and check that you've got it stored properly, I think. I'm probably fucking up all the gun laws, because, like, I don't care. But, like, if I owned one, I'm sure I would know. But, yeah. There's just little things like that. Like, I think it's not like it ever happens, but if you have a gun here, you're like, the police can come and just double check that, you know, you're keeping the ammo in a safe separate to where you keep the gun, things like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's like, it's not like there's no guns here. Heaps of people have guns, but it's like, I don't see the purpose in having one if you're not going to go to the shooting range all the time.
Right.
Because, you know, or I suppose if you had property, like farmers and stuff have them, but yeah. I was like, I would like to get one, but also I could not be fucked. So I'm like, you know what, I don't want a gun. I'm not going to bother. What's the fucking point? It's too much hassle.
The only reason I have one is because...
You live in Texas?
Well, other than their standard issue when you're born. Yeah. No, when I turned... I can't remember, it was like... 18 or 21 or one of those like dumb kind of milestone ages here. For my birthday, my dad bought me a fucking revolver. I was like, happy birthday. And I was like, I've never shown interest in guns. Why the fuck did you buy me this? That's really weird.
Wait, was it 18?
It was 18 or 21, somewhere in there. I can't remember.
Yeah,
I just remember being baffled. I was like, thanks? What?
Did you like... I suppose it's not as bad as, like, what's it, Stacy giving Wayne the gun rack? It's not, like, that level. Yeah, 18's weird over there, because, like, you can't drink till you're 21, right? But you can own a gun? Like, what a fucking backwards law. Or, like, can you go to jail at 18?
Yep.
Yeah, but you can't have a fucking beer. What a joke. That... Maybe that's worse than the imperial system.
So,
just as far as, like, oh, freedom, and, you know, oh, we have whatever the fuck amendment covers that, is like, that is the dumbest fucking shit. Should be 18. Once you can go to jail, you should be able to do anything in society that a citizen can do. Yeah, like, I don't...
Yeah, you can go to jail, you can vote, but you can't drink. You can buy porn, cigarettes.
Don't most gun stores sell alcohol as well there? Like, you could just buy a bottle of bourbon and a gun, but you could only go there and buy the gun?
I don't think so. I've never been to just, like, a gun shop. Okay. It's like, and that's really out of my...
But they, you know, they do sell guns outside of gun shops, hey?
Sure. Like, we've got a sporting gun store, like, Academy. I don't know if y'all have academies.
We have sporting goods. What's an academy? Yeah. What's the difference? It just means guns.
It's just the brand. Just the brand of...
Right.
Store. No, but they like... have... it's mostly like hunting rifles, but they'll have, you know, handguns, revolvers, that kind of stuff too.
Yeah, okay. Here, the only weapon you could really get at, like, a sporting store would be maybe... No, you probably couldn't even get a bow and arrow. You would have to probably go to, like, an army disposal store to get that sort of shit.
Interesting.
I don't know. Sports stores here tend to sell stuff that's like athletic stuff, not like fucking athletic shooting things. Shooting shot, things is not a fucking sport. Like, let's be real. Let's fucking be real.
Not the way we do it, where it's like, all right, I'm going to climb up in the stand and wait for 6 hours with some corn out on the ground and then shoot this fucking thing in the gut.
Yeah. I have one of my hottest takes is to do with sport. It's like,
is it hotter than gun buckets or gun dogs?
What the fuck is that?
The gun ideas that I had.
Sorry. Gun ideas. I thought that was sports. I was like, what the fuck is gun bucket? Some shooting bucket on.
Like, sweet ass sport. Yeah. I'd watch this bucket.
Pretty sure they do that in City Slickers too, don't they? They like sit in a line and shoot fucking Curly's face on a pit. My hot takes with sport to do with like what constitutes a sport, and it's like I had it boiled down to like a sentence, but it's basically like if it doesn't involve a ball or a score, it's not sport. No, that's not even right, because like, you know, running's not a fucking sport. That's a method of transport. Swimming, method of transport. Car racing, fuck off. All of these things, they're not sports. Like, chess is more of a sport than boxing. Boxing is fucking fighting. There's a score, but you're just fighting. That's different to sport. That's fighting.
It's got a score.
Yeah, but it's fighting. You're scoring fighting. It's not sport.
That's what makes it a sport instead of a fight. There's a score.
No, that's just determining a winner. I'm telling you, I could get real hot with this. I go ridiculous. Like,
I'd disagree with your sport.
I'm vehemently against any method of transport being considered a sport. Like,
I agree with that. Like, racing a car is not a fucking sport. It's entertainment.
But I can carve half the Olympics off. Just like the few fell swoops, just straight up, fuck off. You're not a sport. I don't want to hear about it. Like, anyone whinging about volleyball being there while they're watching, you know, walking, fuck off. Marathon, fuck off. Swimming, get out of here.
This is where it could get contentious. Curling.
Is that the ice one where they like,
they slide the stone and you gotta like brush shit out of the way and try and get it into the center of the line?
Yeah, it's a sport. There's a ball. Okay. And they're like on a team. There's a score. That's definitely a sport. Right,
good. I'm very pro-curling. I didn't want to have to throw down.
I've never done it, but it looks like lawn bowls for ice people.
It looks so dope. Like, I would love to try that.
Yeah. Are there like specialist people that only do the sweeping?
I think so.
Like, they don't share it around. They're just like, oh, this guy, he's real good at cleaning the ice.
Yeah. He's our broomsman.
I'd be pretty good at that, I reckon. It looks like it's bad for your back, though.
Yeah, being hunched over like that, furiously sweeping, I'd be good at that, because I jerk off a lot. So
that'd be like a thing, same. Like for your 60-year-olds in Canada, they're just like, they've got really bad posture, and you're like, what happened to him? Oh, he's got curlers back. And he's just like bent over in like a C shape, curl his spine. It's like a tennis elbow.
Every cartoon old person you've ever seen, all hunched over like that.
Yeah, I like curling too now. I want to bring curling here. Just a extreme lack of fucking ice. So yeah,
it's so hot. The sand can turn to glass. And you just do it on the glass sands of Australia.
Yeah, I'd say that's there's a high possibility. I think we are the flattest continent, so.
Oh, there you go.
Probably a good chance for that. Yeah, I think because we're
just flatlands out here.
Yeah.
I go anywhere else and I'm like, Jesus Christ. Fucking, there are hills. Things go down and then up. I don't like this.
I think Australia is, like, the mainland is so flat because it's the oldest, like, above water land or something. So it's, like, it's had longer to erode. Yeah, it's had, like, heaps longer to erode, and it's mostly sandy shit, so it just like all just gets fucked up by the wind and rain, and just it's become flat.
I'm gonna start calling Australia the smooth continent. How'd you describe Australia? Smooth.
Yeah, and then they'd be like, in what way? Have you heard them talk? Yeah, the least smooth. Yeah, fuck it. Let's. That was an intro. We just played Cloud Rat. I can't. It makes it easier to edit if I do this. Welcome to Riff Raff. We're a curling podcast now.
Yeah, we talk about curling and guns. I like that as an intro. So everyone's just like, "What is happening?" Like Cloud Rat, straight into that for like 10 minutes.
All right, I'll cut that bit out that we just said. Yeah, so that was Cloud Rat. You heard this track, Wonder, coming out last week, this week? I don't know, I've seen it posted a lot this week. So I've got Kit with me, the Texan, who you've just heard describe Texas. Yeah, so were you a fan of Cloud Rat before this?
Yeah, I love their last album. I think it was I'm not going to be able to pronounce it.
Was it a weird word?
Cliffoth?
Okay.
So it's Cliphoth.
Let me just look this up. I don't think I ever checked it out. Oh, yeah, I recognize that cover. Fuck, they've got lots of albums.
It's fantastic. They've been one of my favorite grind bands for a while now. So I was very excited to see this release pop up.
Yeah, so what's the deal? They released this and an EP this week.
Yes, I haven't got a chance to listen to the EP, but my understanding is it is much different, like kind of more industrial type material.
Okay.
Which sounds super cool. Like, I'm very here for more bands just, you know, dropping a full length and then dropping an EP where it's like, this is not the same band.
Who did, was it last week we played Portrayal of Guilt and they did like the same thing? They just like released a EP slash album and then also a split or something, like the same day or the day after?
Like within a couple of weeks of one another.
Yeah. Yeah, I really liked the couple of tracks on this record. I've listened to it twice today. I like that it has that sort of dissonant vibe too. Like there's just a bit of weirdness going on in the guitars that differentiates it from a lot of grind stuff that's, you know, just more straight to the point. Like, I guess this is false grind, or I don't know what. I don't even really know what false grind is. Is that just grind that isn't like...
It's just grind that makes people mad.
Yeah. It's grind that doesn't fit the very narrow aesthetic of normal grind.
Grind that makes people in their crust pants want to tear their crust pants off. Unbelievable.
It doesn't add to the crust in the front of their pants. So the album's called Pollinator. You can pick it up on Bandcamp. I'll link it down below. Next we've got a track from I think we decided this week we're going to play, like, we had a bunch of tracks on the back burner, but then a bunch of new stuff came out and there was too many to fit in one episode, so we'll have some cool shit for next week. But everything on this week, we got a loose theme. Every band starts with the letter C, so I don't know what you want to make of that. It just happenstance or whatever, but yeah.
I was going to make a Sesame Street joke, and I forgot the dude who does the alphabet. Fuck.
No, he does the numbers. Who does the alphabet? Cookie Monster.
Is it?
I don't know.
I thought Cookie Monster just liked cookies.
Dude, I'm over 30. I haven't watched Sesame Street for fucking...
That means nothing.
Literally 30 years. My son should be watching it, but he's... I don't know if he's too young or he's not into it. They don't really show it.
I'm Googling Sesame Street alphabet.
Same. I had a Super Gonzo toy. He was Gonzo with a cape. He was mad. I've still got him.
Fuck, sick. I want that. I'm jealous.
He was like carpety, fluffy material, but because he's literally 30 years old now, he's like worn and raggedy as fuck. He probably smells, but I haven't been game to put him in my face.
Is it one of those things where like all the fur fell off of him, so it's like a weird like Gonzo skeleton, like...
He's very skeleton-like. It didn't fall off, but it's more like being... It's like carpet that's been rubbed. So it's sort of got... It's lost its, like, plushness. It's sort of flat and fucked up, and like, yeah, he looks like he's got mange. He's like
there's one time in middle school I bought a Lucky Rabbit's foot. It was like bright blue, and I lost it in my truck, and I didn't know where it was, and I'm very bad about cleaning out my truck, so I wound up finding it probably 3 or 4 years later, and all of the fur had fallen off. Ugh. So it was just like a skeleton foot.
Ugh.
And it's way cooler like that. Like, Lucky Rabbits should just be like terrifying skeleton foot, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's Treehouse of Horror edition.
It freaked me out. I was like, what is this animal that's died in my vehicle?
Where's the rest of it?
It's in the back. I was like, oh shit, is that Lucky Rabbit's foot I bought?
Yeah, the rest of it's just like in the glove box or something.
Not lucky, by the way. Did not do shit.
That's why I started laughing as soon as you said, I bought a Lucky Rabbit's foot and I lost it. I love that shit.
I bought a rabbit's foot so I didn't lose the original one.
Yeah, I'm staunchly anti superstitions and stuff. Like, I think we've discussed on the podcast before. I like playing on people's superstitions just because I don't, yeah, you know, I'm not that kind of person. But yeah, just that phrase, I bought a Lucky Rabbit's foot and I lost it. That appeals to me on so many levels. That rules. You guys call it a truck. So when I picked it, it took me till I was like a teenager to realize when Seppos talk about a truck, they're talking about a ute, or like a utility vehicle. Like, and yeah, and you guys don't know what a ute is, do you? I just explained it to Joe. Yeah,
that sounds like a stupid instrument. What?
Yeah,
it's medieval shit that you play with a lute.
It's a precursor to a lute. This is before they added strings. a ute is basically what you guys would call a pickup truck, I guess.
Yeah,
I think it comes from utility vehicle.
I guess that makes sense.
But I've looked, and there's a lot of differences now. Like, we have all the ones that you have, you know, F-150s and Toyota Hilux, which I think Joe said is called something different over there, but you know what a Hilux is, right? Yeah. But, okay.
I think, like, a Highlander is what it's called here, probably.
Yeah.
Toyota Highlander.
But there's, like, more sporty ones. Like, they look like, basically, like a car, but with, like... Yeah, I'll send you some pictures anyway. This is not good podcast content.
I feel like it's going to be an El Camino.
El Camino. I know what that is. Isn't that from a song?
Probably. Probably from multiple songs.
I'm looking up El Camino now.
Google El Camino. It's the sickest vehicle that's ever...
It just comes up...
It's a 1969 Pontiac GTO Judge.
Just comes up with a bunch of stupid Breaking Bad shit. Oh yeah, that's like a it's like that, but obviously there's newer, more sportier looking, less. But, yeah. You know, if you got a 1970s Australian ute, it would look like that kind of thing. They're just cool. Or you can get ones with like flatbeds that don't have the nice sides. It's just more for workers. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Truck
talk. You've been listening to Truck Corner.
Yeah. I was trying to think of a good one for ute.
Ute?
Ute hour. No, ute. But, I don't know.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Ute-jewel suspects.
I've never seen that. I've never seen that movie.
Only saw it for the first time, like, a couple of years ago, but...
It's a movie that I've known has been good for like 15 years, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, that movie. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll watch that one day, and never ever did. And now, wasn't like Kevin Spacey in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now it's going to be like, I fucking don't want to watch that guy. That guy sucks. Same with that Baby Driver movie. I was going to buy it, and then I like remembered, yeah, he's in it. I was like, oh, damn, I feel sorry for the. Who's the director?
Edgar Wright.
Yeah, because I love his shit, and it's like, damn, that Kevin Spacey shit came out just after, like, that movie dropped, so it was like, I bet that fucked up his, appraisals. Anyway, poor dude. Next, we're going to play a track from Coffin Rot. Yeah, next we're going to play a track from Coffin Rot. The album's called A Monument to the Dead. It comes out on Blood Harvest on October 18th.
Spooky.
Yeah. I'd actually been holding off on this one because I listened to the album the other day and there's a track, I think it's number 7 or something, it's called like Mechanical Separation, and it fucking rips hard, and I'm like, they're definitely going to release that one as the second single, so I was like, we'll just wait for that to come out and we'll play that track. But to fit in with our C theme, I think we'll just play Miasma of Barbarity, which is the only track that's out at the moment. Yeah, just really filthy death metal, just the stuff that basically we play most weeks. We always have one or two tracks that fit this kind of vibe.
It's what you expect from us.
Yeah.
But real good.
It's kind of got like a Cannibal Corpse-y type cover.
Yeah.
You know, you got your cartoonish entrails dripping all over the place, and yeah. You know what to expect from Coffin Rot, don't you?
Like, I'll say Coffin Rot's one of those perfect band names where it's like you say it and you know exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah. I got them mixed up with Coffin Birth, that Australian grind band, and you know, that's yeah. I was like, oh, look at that. Still, I'm happy.
Yeah. It's rules, but
So yeah, but I'm sure tomorrow they'll release, 2 days after this post, they'll release Mechanical Separation as the follow-up track. Just
that's the way it works here.
Yeah. Yeah, there'll be links down below so you can grab it. We'll play Miasma of Barbarity now. figure as this show goes on, we talk less and less about the music. It started out as like the odd tangent, and now it's just like committed.
We're just gonna follow the same trajectory as the other podcast. Starts off with a lot of music, and it's just like, nah. We'll have like a song, and it's just gonna be us ranting about dumb gun bullshit. Mm.
Reviewing the latest energy drink. That is very.
I'm down for that.
It's very specific to a certain area, so you can't pick it up even if you wanted to.
Brewed in Texas. I'd be very excited if you did a brew a energy drink. I don't know if I'd drink it.
That'll be banned next week, won't it? Like, banned vaping last week, so now it's like, what else is perfectly safe?
Goddamn, like, six people die from vaping, and immediately it's like, hey, no, we're not doing this, okay? Jesus Christ, it's an epidemic. Fucking 45 people shot in the last hour. Like, nah, man.
What was the one today? He's like, huh? I saw something about pork. They're like, they're removing, not EPA, but like safeguards against pork. They're basically letting pork manufacturers self-regulate. Like a true libertarian hellscape. They're just like, hey, we're cutting the red tape so you can get more hoof in your mints.
Am I going to die from pork poisoning?
I probably wouldn't eat pork for a little while.
Just wait and see.
Yeah. Like, it's probably best if everyone just eats a bit less meat than what we do, at least, anyway. But yeah, fucking hell, like, that's like letting, a fuel company self-regulate its environmental practices. What? It's just like, what, why?
Why can't we trust them, Yeah. I don't know, man. I just don't know. Nothing about that sounds like a horrible idea.
There's probably a multitude of things that they were doing wrong and getting away with anyway, but now it's just like...
Definitely.
Yeah. Now it's just like, hey, fuck it, who cares? Just break them all, break all the rules, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, quite frankly, we're tired of dealing with this, so just, whatever you want to do with pigs, like...
I don't want to pay someone to measure the asbestos levels in this pork.
I trust you.
Trump says asbestos is good anyway, so let's just, maybe put more in, see what we can do.
How do you think we got superheroes, okay? Unregulated pork.
Asbestos pig man. I'm sure there was a lesser known Batman villain who was related, who had like some sort of pig aesthetic.
There has to be.
Like, there was a fucking croc man and man bat and...
man bat. Yes.
Fucking one of the animated Batman villains is literally a puppet. It's like, it's just a puppet that a mobster has and that tells him what to do or something. He's like got schizophrenia. Surely there was a pig man.
You're correct. His name is Professor Pig. PYG.
I gotta look him up now. PYG.
Yeah.
Pig man.
Batman first learns about Professor Pig when he captures his minion, Mr. Toad.
Look at him! Oh, man. See,
if you're listening to this and you're not Googling Professor Pig right now, you're missing out.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about turtle dicks this week. This is funny. This is
don't worry. Fine.
This isn't not safe for work. This is just normal funny, not demented funny. What's his background? What's his story? Why?
He is a professor.
He captures his minion, Mr. Toad. Year of the Pig, amusement park. I'm just reading I'm just reading the words that are highlighted. Just scanning. Yeah. black glove.
Okay. Why is he a pig?
Is he a pig or is it just a mask?
That's just a mask, but like I don't understand why. He has a henchman named Phosphorus Rex. That's sick as hell.
That is sick as hell. Oh, but there's no picture. I'm more interested in Phosphorus Rex now, to be honest.
There's no picture. Oh, Phosphorus Rex is fucking dope. He's just a dude in a suit with a fucking head on fire.
What Is it Nick Cage?
I mean, it might as well be.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No wonder he hasn't been in the movies. That's going to be tough for the CGI crew to do.
I don't give a shit. I want Phosphorus Rex and Man Bat.
He actually looks more like an X-Man type.
It's very Human Torch.
Yeah.
But, you know, snazzy.
I can see him chilling with Magneto and Archangel. Doing some sus shit.
Okay, I just saw an action figure of Mr. Toad. And, wow.
I'm assuming that the click that I heard was you buying it.
You're goddamn right.
It's the buy it now.
So why is Professor Pig a guy in a pig mask and Mr. Toad is an actual toad person? And Phosphorus Rex is a dude on fire. Why are these guys the henchmen?
They're clearly superior. Wasn't it like Wind in the Willows? A pig and a badger and a toad? Was there a pig? I know there was a badger.
I don't know what Wind in the Willows is.
It's that ancient fucking English kids shit. You've never heard of Wind in the Willows? Maybe that's a Commonwealth thing. It's pretty like famous though. There's been movies and shows and.
It wasn't called that here. I think it was just called Mr. Toad here.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Because it's like Mr. Toad, Mr. Frog, right? Shit like that.
Yeah, it was like
as drawings.
Yeah. It's very famous.
I had it as a child. I don't remember what the fuck it was called.
I suppose Toad is the main character, I think. Just like the other week, we were talking about Clue, the movie. That game's called Cluedo here. It's just the same. What? It's the same, but it has a D-O. And then I was always like, what is Clue that the Americans talk about? It's like, oh, that's Cluedo. Why do we call it Cluedo? And I was like, yeah, this is one of the times when they're right. Cluedo's dumb.
Yeah, what is the D-O doing for you?
I don't know. Like, I guess it's just to make it... It probably optimized their word search on Google later on, but...
I mean...
I don't think they were thinking that in the 70s when they brought it here, but...
SEO. That SEO is top-notch for Cluedo.
Yeah. My site says it's Cluedo, and then Clue, also known as Clue in North America, as if you guys changed it. So maybe it was British Cluedo.
Huh.
Maybe you guys changed it. But the characters were different, too.
Improved, all right? y'all probably have, like, goddamn Professor Plumdo or some shit.
We probably should. No, it was just Professor Plum.
Okay, all the characters are the same. At least I assume.
Yeah.
Miss White, Peacock, Plum, Mustard.
Yeah. Watching the movie was weird, though, because I didn't know Mr. Body. I was like, who the fuck is Mr. Body? I was like, he's not in the game.
I didn't realize that Mr. Green is Reverend Green.
Yeah, he's Reverend, yeah.
That's weird. I don't like that.
All the dudes... Well, that's why I didn't like him, because he's a fucking religious dude. He's probably a rock spider.
He's absolutely a rock spider.
Yeah. Colonel Mustard, no. He's a war criminal. And I liked Professor Plum, because he's the only one who wasn't problematic.
I like Professor Plum because of Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. Whenever they're like playing death in the best of seven games thing, and they're playing Clue, and fucking Bill goes, "Wrong death, it was Professor Plum," and he throws his card down. And gets all fucking pissed off.
I gotta rewatch that now. That's a good enough excuse. It's been a few years. Actually, I gotta rewatch it to get prepped for the new one.
Yeah. I cannot wait.
Keanu
looks fucking weird without a beard, but I'm excited.
Yeah, I nearly bought the new John Wick today because it just got released here on like home release.
Yeah.
The 4K was there, but it's quite dear. And I'm like, no, I'll just wait for it to drop. That was one of the few movies that I've actually gone out of the house and watched at the cinema or at the theater or whatever you fucking call it over there. At the movies.
The Miz.
Yeah. Let's play another track.
About Cluedo.
Yeah, see, it starts with C. It fits our theme. Fuck everyone.
Yeah. Clon Quick was what we were talking about.
Cianu. The next track we've got is from a band that I think we were going to play. This is another one we were going to play last week, but obviously didn't have time. We were packed out. It's from a band called Coffins, who...
Yeah,
they're quite popular, much to my... not surprise, I guess. They're kind of unbeknownst to me. I don't know much about them.
I was largely unfamiliar with them until, like, a couple of weeks ago with, you know, the new album coming out, and I was like, I should check out Coffins.
Yeah.
The only thing I'd heard was, I think they're split with Newthrush.
Yep.
And I never bothered checking into them, and I don't know why, but this is that grimy, sludgy, you know, dank shit that I'm very much into.
Yeah, it's like their name struck me as like, and their logo too. I just thought for some reason they were kind of like a dirty hardcore type band, like, you know, that kind of, yeah, not deathcore, but, you know, death metal infused hardcore, I guess.
Yeah.
And yeah, playing it today or yesterday when I was checking out the track for which track we should play for this week, kind of reminded me of like a death doom version of Mammoth Grinder. It was fucking sick.
Yeah.
I liked it. And I was surprised to find that they were from Japan. Because I originally thought that they were just, yeah, because I obviously associated them with the sort of hardcore scene. I thought they were just like an East Coast type band. And no, they're from the far East Coast. Yeah, so this is like their, what, fourth album or something? They've put a few out.
They've done a ton of shit. This is their fourth or fifth full length. But I mean, if you look at their Metallum page, I mean, they've got dozens of splits and EPs that they've done, like,
yeah, very busy.
It's crazy.
So this album comes out the 20th of September,
probably be out whenever this drops.
Yeah.
I listened to it earlier today, and it's so good.
We'll play the first track off it, I think, which is called Terminate by Own Prophecy. It's just the most diverse track of the three they've released so far, but yeah, definitely interested in hearing the rest of it now, because I miss Mammoth Grinder, but I also, you know, I've got a penchant for the sort of Finnish death doom stuff, and this reminds me a bit of that. So yeah, it comes out on Relapse, so yeah, they're obviously doing okay if they're signed to Relapse. Rad cover too.
Yeah, very cool.
The album's going to be called Beyond the Circular Demise, and yeah, as I said, it comes out on the 20th, so this is probably post on the 20th. I don't know. Here's Coffins.
We'll be right back.
yeah, I was super surprised, like, listening to it. I was like, oh shit, why haven't I been listening to Coffins? Like, this is very in my wheelhouse. Like,
I feel like Super Nintendo Charmers told us about them, like, years and years ago.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't remember anyone covering them on the site either.
I remember when Fleshlands came out, their last album, which was like 2015, I think. And I remember looking at it, it was like, yeah, cool, whatever, it's fine.
Yeah.
And I never listened to it. And that was really stupid of me. I should have just listened to it.
That's when, yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that where it just, I don't know, goes under the radar and it slips away, and then it's like, you're looking at it 2 years later going, what even happened here? Why is this gone? Yeah.
That's like, I don't know if it was getting into death metal, like, comparatively late to everyone else my age or what. Like, I've got those weird kind of gaps in my, you know, like, listening. Like, I never really listened to Opeth. I've never really listened to Bloodbath.
Same.
Shit like that. Just like, I don't know why I never did. It just never struck me or interested me. Which, because Bloodbath is pretty good, I've discovered in the past couple of weeks.
But I'm in the same boat, because, and those same bands too, like the two you just mentioned anyway, and Coffins, it's like, I think during the early 2000s, there were a lot of just, I don't know, that a lot of bands that just didn't hit unless you were listening to them at that time.
Right.
And now it's like, you might go back and discover them, but if not, you're not... they're not being, like, revived in any kind of way, because there's, you know, all the $20 spin bands and everyone's jocking a lot of 90s stuff, so that, you know, you'll typically find yourself going back and listening to a 90s record where you might not go back and listen to a mid-2000s mellow death or something, you know? Like, yeah. It hasn't had a resurgence in a way. I don't know. For me, there's gaps in time rather than style. Like, I might miss tons of albums across the spectrum from 98 to 2006 or something, you know what I mean? And just like not be fully aware of all those records in that time, because it was like I was listening to something completely different around that time. And yeah, they're not revered yet, or maybe never. So I just realized too, the Coffins, if we could have used them for the last 2 weeks of Riff of the Week, because 2 weeks ago, the theme was Coffin, and then this week, the theme is, like, Asia, so riffs from any bands from Asia, so it's like, they could...
Transgressor.
Yeah.
All Transgressor riffs. Or no Anatonia.
No one submitted them yet, so...
Alright, fuck that. I'm gonna do that. Fuck y'all.
I was listening
to Transgressor this morning.
There's actually two from the same band. We've got five riffs or something so far. And two of them are from the same band, so...
What about Funeral Moth? I'm going to go with Slowest Riff for Riff of the Week.
There's no Funeral Moth.
Unbelievable. Everyone submitting sucks. Get out of here.
I'm probably just going to just go with something we've played on the show before. We've played a couple. What did we have? Like Ancestor? That sick Teutonic Thrash from China or whatever it was?
Yeah.
Or that Mortal Incarnation, the other Japanese death doom we've played.
Yeah.
Next we've got something a bit different, from Prosthetic Records, a band called Cognizance. They're techie death metal. Yeah. They're not overdone. What do you think of this? Not
that was pretty
not
good.
Your scene.
Not really.
Yeah.
Like I could appreciate it, but it's just not my jam. Also, it doesn't help that there's a local band called Cognizant.
Oh yeah.
The like also techie grind band. So I always get them confused. So I hit play on this and was like, wait a second.
So yeah, I'd heard, I think Spear covered them before, I'm just looking at their Metallum page. They do have one. So it looks like this is their first full length, which is weird for a band that's been around for like nearly 10 years.
I don't know. How long did it take Drowned to put out their album?
I don't know. Who's like, Drowned?
You've never listened to Drowned?
No.
Oh, I think you would like them. It's mid-paced death kind of stuff. They've been around for like 20 years and had just put out their first full length in like 2014.
Okay.
Their first
demo
was like 93.
I'm looking at the right one. It came up with like a bunch of bands called Drowned. Oh, I remember that cover. Yeah, I've never heard this band.
It's good. You'd like it.
Yeah.
Everyone listen to Cognizance and then listen to Drowned afterwards.
Finish the rest of the show.
Yeah, we'll do that. And then listen to Drowned.
So yeah, this is their first album. It comes out... It's already out. When did... Oh yeah, okay. This came out like a couple of weeks ago. It's called Malignant Dominion.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. They're from the UK. I don't know much about them. I'm just kind of looking at their page right now. I liked the track that we're going to play. It's called The Organic Citadel.
Yeah.
It was produced by Sukov, which is a name I hadn't heard for at least 10 years.
I say it's been a minute.
Yeah. I didn't realize that he was still going.
They haven't had a Jump for a Cowboy album in a while.
he used to get fucking a lot of business from that crowd, like...
Yeah.
And some fucking high-selling albums. Like all of the Trivium and... who's the other band he used to do all the time? God damn it. I'm having a mind
I always associate him with Jump for a Cowboy and Trivium.
Yeah.
That's the two big ones. A lot of those Metal Blade.
Did he do Chimera or something as well?
Ooh, maybe.
I feel like he did a few of those, yeah. Roadrunner-y type bands.
Roadrunner is what I was thinking of, not Metal Blade.
Yeah. So he's still doing his thing. I wonder what Sukov's been up to.
He did the last Deicide album and the last Drowning Pool album.
Sukov, call in. Tell us what you've been up to. Did you see that Deicide picture from today that someone made? Or the Heart Foundation? I loved that.
The only thing that's wrong with that picture is that I actually like the Heart Foundation, unlike...
Yeah. I like Bret Hart. I didn't like the others.
What? You didn't like Jim the Anvil?
No. I especially didn't like Owen.
What?
Yeah, growing up, just didn't like him. I think it was like a one or the other type thing. It's like you had to pick one. Sure. And I was like, well, Bret Hart rules. Yeah. Owen Hart must suck.
Yeah, but she's brothers, like...
Yeah, it's like binary. It's like,
I'm definitely more of a Bret guy than an Owen guy.
Yeah, I can tell by the pit vipers that you're wearing. I also don't like Deicide, so it's like, or Deicide, or however the fuck you want to, I don't even care how you call them. Fuck them. Call them shit cunts, because that's what they are.
One bitten, get out of here.
Yeah, fuck off, clown. They should retire. Retire, bitch.
Yeah.
We've got one last track to play from a C band. They're called Carcinoid. They're signed to Blood Harvest. They're from Melbourne, I think. Filthy fucking death metal from Melbourne. So,
how does Australia have all of these bands? I'm pretty sure we've played an Australia band every week since we've started this.
And that's been not... Like, that hasn't been me trying to infuse the show with bogans. It's just like... some of them I don't even realize they're Australian until we fucking look them up, like, impromptu on the show and just go, where the fuck are these guys from? Oh, they're from around the corner. That grind band from the other week, Maggot Cave, was like, oh yeah, they're literally from, like, near my house.
They're your neighbors.
Yeah.
Guys?
Walk out the front. How you going? This album's going to be called Metastatic Declination. It comes out on November 1st. The track that is out is called Suffering Reborn. This is another one that's been out for a few weeks and kind of put on the back burner, and it all just fell together today where we had a shitload of C bands for some reason. So that was our theme, and come with it, fuck you.
Yeah.
You
can't claim that we didn't know what we were doing until moments before we started. Fuck you. You don't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, this one kind of follows on. It's not quite like Contaminated style. It's more of like your, early 90s, like Autopsy type vibe, rather than your grindy sort of shit. But yeah, it's just as disgusting and just what you'd expect from...
Filth.
Yeah, from Blood Harvest.
The Professor Pig of death metal. You know what you're...
He's on the cover there, too, if you can make him out. It's like the Where's Wally. See, that's another one. You guys call it Where's Waldo, right?
Wally?
Yeah, his name's Wally.
What?
Hate to break it to you.
I don't like
Where's
that.
Wally? I'm pretty sure that was a British dude who wrote that, too.
He looks like...
Oh, did it cut out? Hold on. What'd you say? He looks like what?
Oh, yeah, it did cut out. I said he looks like a Waldo. Like, Wally, maybe... definitely Waldo.
Don't.
Yep, it's British. It's English. Let's see what the original was called. Does it come up Where's Wally for you? Or Where's Waldo? Yeah.
I Google Where's Waldo and it pulls up as Where's Wally.
Yeah, that's another one you guys have changed. You guys are just changing shit.
If it's not, like, Where's Waldorf somewhere, I'm going to be
crazy. Yeah, all the Belgian people are just like, what the fuck is this shit?
What the fuck do you mean, Waldo? You mean Waldorf? Oh, there's a... The Wikipedia page has international editions, like names for them.
Yeah. So
Germany, he's Walter.
And he wears an SS uniform.
Italian, he's Ubaldo.
What the fuck are France doing? Where's Charlie?
Charlie.
Fuck off, France.
The shit.
Why the fuck has got three names in? He's got three names in Swedish.
And one of them is just Waldo. Waldo, yeah. Valle, and Hugo. That's bizarre.
I'll tell you where the Waldo thing makes sense, because the bad guy's called Odlaw, right? Which is just Waldo backwards.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder why he's not
like Yellow.
Yeah. Weird. Did you ever see the show?
I didn't know there was a show.
Yeah. Oh, dude. It was actually good. If you're a 7-year-old, it rules.
Immediately, I have to ask, when is it going to get a live-action reboot?
Oh, man.
Is Netflix going to do it?
Yeah, probably. And it'll be like, let's cast.
Impact. It's going to be John Cena as Waldo.
I was going to say Tobey Maguire, but...
Get it?
I did not get it. you were too quick on that.
I honestly didn't think about that until after I had said John Cena. And I was like, really? That was better than I realized.
See, I stopped watching wrestling before he was a thing, so I didn't know about the whole... Yeah, I didn't know about the whole you can't see him thing until it was like a dead meme, and I'm like, what is everyone talking about? Why can't I see this guy? What's the joke? Is it just, I don't get it, like...
You should start watching wrestling again. Personal opinion.
I don't want to.
Hit it. Where's Wally? Where's Wally? Did you say him? Where's Wally?
Where's Wally? Where's Wally?
Where's Wally? Where's Wally? Did you see him, huh?
Where is Wally? Where is Wally?
Where's Wally? Where's Wally? There he is.